I'm so glad to have the man sitting across from me. He is the brains behind this event, and it is wildly successful because he is the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. And the first thing he'll say, I'll say it so I can say it quickly, he's got a fabulous team. I'll grant you that. You've got a fabulous team. But Sandy Baru, you are the guy who really put this thing together and made it better than it's ever been. And I thank you for that.
Well, first of all, it is so great to have you up here and your WJR team. You've been long-term partners that help us make this successful. And the second thing I'll say is that, we love iterating and innovating. This conference looks different than last year, and this conference looks a heck of a lot different than it did 10 or 15 years ago. You know, I run into people all the time, I know the conference really well. I was there in 1995, and it's like going, nope, you have not been to the conference. It is so different.
Listen, I remember back in those days, you're talking about when we solved the mass transit problem, and we got hats that said something I don't know about. And then the next year, we solved the mass transit problem again. And the next year, we solved the mass transit problem. It was crazy. Now, you take a look at what we're doing and you carry through into the year measuring how well we're doing with things that need to be done. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, you grabbed my attention in a way it's never been grabbed. And it hit me. It hit me hard.
I know.
The Detroit Regional Chamber is the first place I saw the headline, "The house is on fire." And I said, what the hell are they talking? The house is on. And I realized I'm one of those people who thought we were like in the middle.
Yeah.
In the 50 states. Okay, we're in the middle. We can do better. I didn't know that we were at the bottom of the heap in most of the measurable ways that we look at cities and states and how they're doing. The bottom.
Yeah, so, most chambers of commerce are, kind of rah-rah organizations. And when I took this job, I said, that's not who I am. We are now an organization that calls a spade. When I took this job, people had always asked me, this is kind of during bankruptcy, what are you going to do to market Detroit? And I finally said, really not a darn thing. I'm not going to do a thing to market Detroit because, marketing doesn't solve structural problems. You got to solve your structural problems first before you have anything to market. We're in the same boat again now. We are second to last in the nation in population growth. We are last in the nation in GDP growth. We used to be a top 15 state in educational achievement. We're now a bottom 10 state. We used to be a top 10 state in per capita income. We're now a bottom 10 state. All this has happened in the span of 25 years. Democratic governors, Republican governors, Democratic legislatures, Republican legislatures, it's not worth spending time figuring out, who to point to. We all own this. The business community owns this. The politicians own this. We're trying to ring the alarm bell so we start taking action.
Well, as you put it perfectly, Sandy Baru-Ah, the president, CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, is we're closing out our time here at the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference in beautiful Grand Hotel. You said it's hard to solve a problem if you don't think you have one.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a little bit like the leaky roof. If you don't know your roof is leaking, you're not likely to fix it. It's not until you find out that, I've got a leaky roof, that's when you fix the leaky roof.
And hopefully before the roof collapses on all of your family and all of your belongings.
That's exactly what we're trying to say. I mean, we're trying to catch this decline before we actually become 50th in some of these metrics.
And it's a very real problem, friends. And we're very close to that. And we have to start fighting. And Bob Riney's done a great job. You picked a great guy.
I know.
To be the chairman of
this
event.
He's also a dear friend, so we're having a lot of fun, the two of us.
He's just a likable, good guy. We watched him, he started his career at Henry Ford and worked his way up to be the CEO.
As a custodian.
Yeah.
He's the American success story.
He is the American success story. And he said, this is a state worth fighting for. But let's make no mistake, we're in a fight. And it's a fight that if we don't see it as a fight, we're not even going to have a chance to win.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Again, it's to your point, Paul W., that, you know, you need to understand you have a problem before you have a fighting chance to be able to address it. But, you know, the other thing that Bob and I are saying is that, you know, I want to be careful about how we use the word fight, because so much of politics today is about fighting. And what we're trying to say is that we need more collaboration. The challenge is so great that we can't just say, oh, we're going to have a Democratic solution or a Republican solution. We have to have the parties come together and at least agree on 70% of a solution. They don't have to agree on everything. I mean, that'd be unrealistic. But, you know, we need to get, you know, kind of the Ronald Reagan rule. Let's get a majority of what we want that works for both sides. I'll come back later and see if I can fight for the rest of it, but let's keep the ball moving forward. Currently, all we do is kind of ping pong back and forth between Democratic policies and Republican policies.
I'm just going to say we're out of time, but we will always have you on to talk about these things, and we will help you any way we can.
Thank you, Paul W.
Thank you, Sandy Baruja. Thank you to Lisa. Thank you for all you do all the time. And that's why we're going to be here for you all the time as well.
It's amazing. Thank you.
We're out of time. It's WJR's Tim McGraw VIP Experience, your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show Guitar Tour to Pine Knob Music Theater August 28th. You could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of Metro Cars, $100 to Buddy's Pizza, and download the free WJR mobile app. Find the secret keyword, then text it to 800-859-0957. More information at WJR.com. To the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Ray Templin, Rich Luzinski, Kyle, Emmy, Ann Thomas, and my Kim Smith. And to all the folks here at Grand Hotel that made it possible for us to do this broadcast. Now it's on to the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. Regards, Paul W. Smith.